What will three kisses buy? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What will three kisses buy? Well, you've heard of three coins in the fountain. What will the fountain do? How's the rest of it go? And so on. Don't you know it? My goodness gracious. Do you know it?
But I know only the
you
the
know about melody. It, yes. I know
the movie.
Yeah, you know the movie. Mm-hmm. And what happened when they threw three coins in the fountain?
They each made their wish.
They each got their wish.
Yeah.
The throwing of coins in the fountain must coincide with making the wish. Mm. Getting the wish is always the touchy element of it. Okay, now. What will three kisses buy? You thought I was going to forget that, didn't you? What will three kisses buy? Well, this morning, or yesterday rather, I was in the Apple store, and I attempted to buy some special little iPod Nano. Got to get that in the right location. And I went into the store, and the day before I'd been there, and the counters were loaded with them. On this day, there was not one to be found of the little Nano that I had bought the day before. And I said to the girl, I said, my goodness, where do you have the little Nanos? She said, oh, they're over here. And she meant the Shuffles. The Shuffle is a little Nano that's not quite as classy as the other. It's got a clip built into it, so you can clip it onto your tongue or your cheek or your whatever and carry it with you wherever you go. And then you have an earphone going up to your ear. Or it can fit into a little earphone pocket that you wear around your head so that you can hear what's going on. And it'll hold, I think it says, 2 gigabytes of material, which isn't very much. But it's plenty. So I said to her, where did they go? She said, oh, we're not selling them anymore. I said, what, like that, overnight? You're not selling them? She says, yeah, we got the new ones in, and so we took the old ones off the counter. I said, well, why did you do that? She says, well, the old ones, now don't correct me, the old ones were $180, and the old ones had 4 gigabytes on them. The new ones are $180, and they have 8 gigabytes on it, and they're a little longer. It merely has rearranged the location of it, so that when you're holding it, you can watch your film, you know, you can watch actual movies on it and everything else, and you don't have your fingers in the way of the turning dials and so forth. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I tried it out, and she was right. And then I said, well, now, what am I going to do? Mentally, I came in here to buy the others, and you don't have them anymore. What am I going to do? She said, well, if you are mentally that limited, go over to Best Buy, and they probably have a few on hand, you know, and they'll probably sell them to you for just what we used to sell them for. And instead of getting 8 gigabytes, you'll get 4 gigabytes, you know, for the same price. And I said, doesn't sound too intelligent. She said, well, I wouldn't say that. I'm the sales clerk. And or not even a sales clerk, I'm a specialist. She's a specialist. They don't sell things. They just help you to understand what it is you're buying, if that can ever be done. Well, so I picked one up. And I said, I have a friend who is crazy about green, and it's got to have a green one. And so she said, well, what about this vibrant green one here? I said, it's the only one you got in green. She said, that's right. That's why it's this beautiful, vibrant green. Appreciate what you're getting. So I said, all right, I'll take one. So I bought it. And I brought it home, and I found the person I wanted to give it to. And what did they do? I said, here you are. And they said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then they came over and gave me a kiss. And I said, is that all it's worth? And pretty soon, I was plastered with 2 more kisses. I got 3 kisses. And three kisses for the iPod Nano. That's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, you know, most people, they don't even get that, you know. But now, what does she say? She said, well, that's good. But now, load it. Put movies on it. Put songs. I'll tell you what movies I want on it. I'll tell you what songs I want on it. Load it, you know, load it for me so that I can listen to these things. When you can listen to them, you got too much work to do. She says, well, I'll just find time in the middle of the night, you know, I'll wake up. And I'll stick my head under the covers and watch it and see what's going on. It has Ratatouille on it, you know. That was one of them. And then a few others which were comedies. But that didn't come with it. That was just on the demo.
Oh,
but it was very interesting to look at that little tiny screen and see the picture as clear as you can be. Now, another thing. Yeah, thank you. Another thing. So, Ingeborg was just explaining to us about the color that she had selected, and it was on the phone that she actually got, but it was not what she expected because she was expecting something different from what I said, and she was looking for the little one that I said, but she got the bigger one that she didn't say, and so it just made for a nice conversation. Okay, now, three kisses. Now, how do you get three kisses in payment for anything? Well, you keep going back and saying, you like it? Give me another kiss. You like it? Is it wonderful? You think it's great? Then give me another kiss. Yeah. Now, what does a kiss mean? Well, a kiss means basically a sanction, you know. It means approval. Now, do you have approval for things? Do you approve things that you do? When your little child comes in the house and does something right and you give him a kiss, is that a sanction?
Yeah.
Now, what if the little guy comes in the house and does something wrong? You give him a kiss too? Mm-hmm. Oh, come here, let me give you a kiss. You know, you messed up the whole house. You brought your dirty, muddy boots in the house and you dropped your clothes everywhere. But come here, let me give you a kiss. I love you anyhow. Now, I love you anyhow. Now go pick up your stuff and put them away. That doesn't mean I don't love you. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to give you a kiss. That only means that the kiss is not payment for not doing what you're supposed to do. Now, are you ready to pay the price that has to be paid for the things that you want in life? Are you ready? Now, so many of you say to me that you would like to have an iPod, and you'd like to have music on it, and you'd like to have my talks on it, and you'd like to have this, but you really don't. And the reason I say you really don't is because you've already got it. You've already got it. On your personal computers, or not personal computers, but on your PCs, personal computer, on your PCs and on your computers that you're working with, is already the internet, and my talks are all on the internet, and my pictures are all on the internet. Everything's all on the internet. All you have to do is just open it up and look at it. Now, I have one real lover in this world. I have one real lover in this world. One real lover in this world, and she lives in London, England. And her name is Christy. Christy has my tapes in her car, in her house, in every device she has that will operate the tapes. She has them in her property. So I get in her car in London to go to Leicester, and it's an hour or so drive. We don't talk. We listen to my tapes. And she's got one tape after another. And then we have friends in the car. We took along about two of her nurses one time, and I was talking to the nurses over the back seat, and she had the tapes going in the front, loud as can be. And I'm not going to tell her to shut me off, you know. But she would rather listen to me talking at all times than anything else. Now, is she a happy lady? Oh, my, yes. Does she feel content with life? Yes. Does she love me very much? Yes. Now, is that healthy? To a degree. What would make our relationship a healthy relationship? What would make my relationship with her or anybody else, or your relationship with you or anybody else, healthy, is if you would do one thing. If instead of worshiping what the other person does, see yourself doing the same thing. If you see a person being a kind, gentle, and loving person, then see yourself being a kind, gentle, loving person, because that's what you're doing anyhow. If I see Christy turning on my tape every minute and having people listen to it and having people enjoy it and being thrilled with it, can I see other people doing that? Do you know what Christy tells me? She gives copies of my tape to all of her relatives and friends, and they have it turned on in their house when she comes to visit them. So there I am blabbering away, talking about all that good stuff in all these homes in London. Now, that's quite nice. And Christy she's the head nurse for her hospital, and several of the doctors in the hospital think she's just absolutely super. They're the ones that she works with, which is the best kind. And so they come to her. What else can a doctor do when they have a problem? And they say, Christy, I got a problem. Well, now, Christy has problems of her own. But when the doctor comes with a problem, Christy clears her mind and she says, okay, very properly, Dr. Plazvutsi, you know, or whatever his name is, and whatever I can do for you, I'm happy to do. What is the solution that you're looking for? You know. And so the doctor talks to her and tells her, and she says, are you really serious, Dr. Plazvutsi? And Dr. Plazvutsi says, yes, I'm very serious. But she says, well, I will see how serious you are, because you're going to sit in my office now, and I'm going to turn a tape on, and I'm going to close the door and leave the office, and I'm going to come back in 20 minutes when the tape is over. And if you're still here listening to it, then I know how serious you are. So, she turns on my tape, and my tape happens to be on health, harmony, right action, peace, the required tapes for the course of the University of Healing. And so, she picks out one that suits his particular interest and plays it for him. And he listens to it. And she knows right when to come back in. Just what I'm saying, and so it is. And so he says to her, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. But, Christy, I would rather hear it from your lips. You know, I'd rather have you tell me than to have Dr. Barley tell me. He's good. He's good. He's okay. But, Christy, you understand me. You know, you understand me. He thinks that. But does she really understand him? She understands only what he desires to experience. The positive solution to his choice, right? That's what he really wants. That's the only thing she needs to understand, and that's the only thing that you understand. Any person come to you as a practitioner, you help them achieve their positive choice. If you listen to their garbage, then you have to charge 6 times more. So if you're charging $50 an hour, so it's $300 an hour if you're going to listen to the negative things. We had this woman, you know, we tell you about in Switzerland with Stefan, and she had all sorts of problems. And Stefan counseled with her and did a good job and charged her 500 Swiss francs an hour. And so then she wanted me to talk to her because I was in town. And so he said, okay, but that's 500. Charge 500 for me and 500 for him? Huh? Now I know what he thinks of me. No. So he charged her 500. And she said, I want you there too. And he said, well, I got to be paid. So that's 1,000. So he gave her 1,000 for the two of us for 1 hour. Well, I knew what what she wanted. And I knew where she was going. I knew where she was coming from, because Stefan had told me all about her, and I had talked to her once before. So when she walked in the room, I said, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and listen. And I just, you know how I can. I just raggle-taggled her right over the board. And I told her exactly what it was that she wanted and how to get it. With a positive mental attitude. Nothing negative, nothing bad, all good. And she says, whew, you know, I got done. And I can understand. I would say that too if I were doing that to myself. So, whew. And then she sat there and had another cup of tea. And she said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so Stefan, I gave her a hug. And then Stefan took her out the door and said goodbye to her. And he hadn't seen her since. He had been seeing her every morning at mm-hmm. the coffee shop when they were having croissants and yeah. coffee together in Switzerland, in Mauer. And now he doesn't see her anymore. But she got the answer.
Right.
She got the answer. And she got the answer that it was her that had to do it if she wanted any results. And of course, she had one little problem like many women who are growing older. My husband doesn't understand me. You know, usually it's the husband says the wife doesn't understand. But she said, my husband doesn't understand me. And when I got done with her, I said, you're fortunate that your husband doesn't understand you. Because of that kind of thinking that you were doing, I wouldn't want my husband to understand it either, my wife or whoever, you know, no way. I said, so now you think the thoughts you want your husband to understand you thinking, and he will think them, and you will have a perfect relationship. You've only been married 60 years, and you can still have another, you know, many, many years if you want to think it properly. And she did. And that was how many years ago? It's quite a few years ago, wasn't it? Yeah, about 10 years. It was quite a while ago. And they're still hanging out together. He still is a famous Swiss architect in Zurich. And she no longer is chasing after happy young men like Stefan and me, of course. But you see, what are three kisses worth? You know, what do three kisses buy? Now, she kissed me. She kissed me many times, and she wanted to infatuate me. But no one can infatuate me. And can any of you tell me why?
You are infatuating yourself.
I love me. I love me so much. No one can intimidate me, or no one can make me feel I'd like to have their love or their kisses. Because I like myself so much. I'm so happy with me. And I'm so happy with every person I create in my world. And I don't create anybody coming and wanting to marry me. I've had people ask, Herb, will you marry me? And I said, yeah, it's an honor that you ask me to marry you. I mean, wow, that's the greatest thing on earth, except I'm not going to marry anybody because I'm so happy being alone. I was married 27 years, and now that I'm separated and alone, and I don't have to report in at night, and I don't have to tell anybody where I am, I don't have to tell anybody what I'm doing, I just have a wonderful time in life. I'm just free as a bird. And hey, I like girls, you know, but I'm free as a bird, and boy, that's the way to go, you know, right? Do you like girls too? You see, we can play games, but when you like yourself and you give yourself the three kisses, that's what really counts. You know? Mm-hmm. Have you ever kissed up a girl's arm? You know? Or a guy's arm? Well, that'd drive them crazy. Well, they think, my God, what kind of person is this here? Who let him loose in society, you know? But you know what you're doing. You know what you do? You cannot be intimidated. No one can misunderstand you. Only if you think they can misunderstand you. Only if you're thinking what they're thinking about you that you don't want them to think, then they will understand you very well. But if you always are yourself and have fun, and if you're always in your own personal integrity, and hey, no one can misunderstand me. No one. Because I like myself too much. And I like everybody too much. I like the world. I'm a happy guy. Are you a happy guy?
Yeah.
When did you start that? Ever. Always. Always, always, always. Yeah, I throw some German words in here once in a while just to show how brilliant I am. You know. They say, Herb, you can speak German. Yeah, you know how that is, you know, a word here and there. What can you speak a little bit of?
English.
Love him, love him, love him. He speaks, the rest of them agree to that same thing for themselves. But this is great. Okay, now, the next time you're tempted to give one, two, or three or more kisses, make sure you give them to yourself. And give them smack on your lips. How do you do that? Give them right on your nose. Give them right on wherever you have a healing need. Say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And watch the magic happen. Because the magic of healing is just waiting to be done on you. I think that First Supper, we should, remind me to do this, we should have the absolute philosopher talk about the healing
energy massage.
That's what I was going to say. The energy massage. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So, is there anybody going to remind me?
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, at exactly the time that this comes on next, I'll be speaking about the energy massage. And if you haven't heard about it, you don't know it, you will love it. And if you practice it every day of your life, you will never experience an unhappy health moment in your life, or an unhappy relationship moment in your life, or an unhappy abundance moment in your life, or anything else. Now, sounds like a lot, doesn't it? And it is, but it's lots of fun. Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
Yes.
Ingeborg's sitting there, her head is rocking back and forth like a puppet, you know. Nobody can hear you on here with a rocking head. You know, I go on my television programs and I have a talking head, you know, and talking with, you know, the people, and there's nothing in the background. But now I'm going to be putting stuff in the background, as I'm learning how to do it, on my garage band. So, expect interesting things, because they're going to happen.
Wow.
I love you. What was that?
Bow.
I
love you.
Bow. Again. I like it.
Bow.
We'll get these on there, you know, like the applause and stuff. Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.